Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here we go, I think. Where's my sounds? There. What the? You didn't play. Play. Can't get it to play. Play. We're recording? Yeah, I guess. And here we go. I guess it didn't play. Let's try something. Oh, crumbs. Forget it. I'll just go with that. Everybody, it's I hope you can hear me well, because I'm having a little technical difficulty here, but this is Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland, and it is yours truly, Matt Boland. I'm not sure if we're what we're doing here. I think I'm okay, because Skype is up and everything, but having a little trouble with some of my sounds.
Better get a bucket, I'm gonna throw up.
I may have to call back again, so I will do that, and in the meantime, just, we'll be right back. Sit and wait. All right, gonna try this again. Anyway, after some technical difficulties, this is Liberty's Voice with your host, Matt Boland. And I'm just typing to my Facebook friends here that I should be on air now. And if you want to come on air with me, talk about anything in the world of politics or anything at all, the number to call here is 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. And going to have a good episode today. And let me just get my chat open. And first thing, we are going to do some talk about the issues, presidential race, latest news from the State Department on Hillary Clinton. We'll do this date in history. A report on things going on college campuses and the free speech issues there. And also, could Paul Ryan be out as Speaker of the House? And we'll cover all that in about 30 minutes. And the call-in line is open, 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. And call up if you want and check it out. Anyway, I think we'll do this this date in history first. Let's see if my sounds will play. Again, I have a crummy connection, so I hope you can hear me out there. Let me try some. Nobody's really on that I can do a test with, but I really hope you can hear me. And so, this date in history with that little intro is and let me tell you about that intro. It's actually something called Lily Bolero and a little British tune. In fact, it's making fun of some of the Irish. The lyrics are supposed to be anyway, and it serves as the pretty much the interval signal, which is like a signal on radio that, on shortwave radio primarily, that identifies the station you're listening to and pretty much says this is the frequency you're on and you're listening to this station. And that one is for the BBC World Service in the UK. And every now and then, every couple of hours, I think, they put that on the air and say, this is London. So, anyways, we're going to do some this day in history. And as I get to my notes here, this date in history for May 10th, May 10th, 2016. On May 10th, 1773, the British Parliament passed the Tea Act. It was something, I guess, to prop up their tea companies, the East India Tea Company in Great Britain. And they taxed all tea in the American colonies. And back then, people loved to drink tea. They still do, but I mean, it was like every day, of course. Oh, do you take sugar? One lump or two, to quote Def Leppard. And do I have other sounds here? Yeah. Anyway, so that was May 10th, 1773, one of the big things that led to the American Revolution. No taxation without representation. The Stamp Act, the Tea Act, all that kind of stuff. And also, on May 10th, 1863, Confederate General Stonewall Jackson dies of illness and wounds that were suffered in the Battle of Chancellorsville during the Civil War. And that was May 10th, 1863. And on May 10th, 1940, a very historical event, Winston Churchill succeeded Neville Chamberlain as the Prime Minister of Britain. Neville Chamberlain tried to pretty much appease the Nazis when they were on the march, the Nazis on the march just before World War II. He said, in order to maybe shut you up for a while and make you behave, we will give you Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic now, and Slovakia. Well, that didn't work out so good. Didn't work out so well. Because, of course, Adolf Hitler was not appeased. He wanted more. I need elbow room, he said. That was actually one of his quotes. Said he needed some elbow room. But we got them, definitely. And that is, if I can play it. Yeah. Let's see if I can play this again. That is... About 5:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Anybody in the chat? Not at the moment. But, of course, I'm on the air here, and you can check me out here on Blog Talk Radio. In fact, before we go into some of the political stuff, I need to rant a little bit. There's something I need to get off my chest. So... And the sound
say what? Say what?
Yeah, so something I need to get off my chest here about Spreaker. Other platform I was trying out. And, of course, I signed up for the old $5 a month for 3 months for one of the pro accounts over there, premium account. For Spreaker, and of course I can't figure out how to use it, and now I can't get my money back, because they say, nope, we can't refund your money once you've signed up and paid us, pretty much paid us. So that kind of, I mean, that definitely stunk. I couldn't do anything with that, so... I'm back on Blog Talk.
Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
So anyway, let's go into the political stuff. Would love to hear your opinion on any of the things I'm talking about at 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. Top story today. It seems that Ted Cruz might not be done. Recent news says he might re-enter the presidential race. He says he's thinking about it. He won't rule it out. What I want to know is if this is a good move. I mean, does he have any chance to take some more delegates and maybe we're talking about denying Trump the nomination in Cleveland, the presumptive nomination, and so there would have to be a broker convention. We're talking broker convention again. My opinion on this, and I'd love to hear yours, of course. I don't really think that's a great move. The party is fragmented in. Disunited as it is, all we all belong to our separate little wings, the Tea Party, the moderates, everybody else. And so I don't think it's a good idea to say, oh, wait a minute, I'm not quite done here. I think I can win some more delegates. And tell you the truth, I don't think Cruz can do it. I don't think he can force a brokered convention, although it would be interesting, but I don't think it's going to happen. And at the moment, at this point, it's like Trump has the momentum now, the big mo, as they call it. And getting back into the race would just serve to fragment the Republican Party more, and would not end well, I don't think.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Stupid! You're so stupid!
So that might be a dumb move for him. Stupid move. Stupid move number 1,246 by Ted Cruz, who I know that fellow conservative talk show host, the big guy, I'm calling him the big guy because he's one of the big guys, Mark Levin, who you can hear in the New York, Connecticut, the tri-state area on WABC 77 AM in New York, and all across the country on other grid stations. Just a plug for him there. Thanks, Mark.
Say what?
Anyway, so that's my opinion on Ted Cruz. I don't think it's a good move for him to re-enter the race, but we will see what happens. And just telling friends here I'm on the air. And I'm typing away here. I'm not good at multitasking, so bear with me for just a moment. Yeah, bear with me for a minute while I do something. No, that should be the link, correct? Yeah. Okay, so next up in this show is, what do you think of what the State Department said today? We don't have any emails from Hillary's aides, from her big aide. And the name is Brian Pagliano, information technology guy. Oh, we don't have any emails from him that were sent while she was here as Secretary of State. You're serious with that. Play sound.
Have you been eating loco weed?
And this one, too.
You are a meathead.
Improve the sound quality and stuff out there. If you can't hear me too well, try reconnecting. But it might be my stream, because Skype doesn't seem to be cooperating with me right now. And anyway. Let's see if old Rocky can get on the air here, or if anybody can get on the air here. I have a few friends on Facebook, of course. I'm Matt Boland on Facebook. And let me remind you of the call-in number. It's 646-668-8944. Because of the technical difficulties, I'm a little bit off my game today. But we'll be back on Friday with another episode. This episode isn't over yet, so definitely stay tuned. Hang in there and have a listen. And solicit your opinions at 646-668-8944. 8944. We'd love to hear from you. And in the chat, do we have anyone in the chat? No, but we have a few friends on Facebook. Rocky, my friend Rocky Stookie. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Hey, Rocky. there's Jaron Stubblefield. Also, Omar out there. I call him Omar Yak. Omar Yakobi. Yakubi. And a couple others. Let me talk to you about the State Department thing. Total lie. We don't have any emails from this Pagliano, the IT guy for Hillary Clinton, during her tenure at the Secretary of the State Department as the Secretary of State. Total lies. You expect me to believe that when they say, oh, we can get you his emails that he sent after she left here? I don't think so. My sounds are taking a while to load.
Stupid!
But
you're so stupid!
I mean, really, do they think we're morons over here? Well, some of us are, but,
you are a meathead. You are a meathead.
Like Carol O'Connor said. Meatheads, pipsqueaks, pinheads, whatever you want to call them. I just call them jackasses. But there you go. And what's going on here? Hey, Charles, if you want to listen to me, of course, why am I saying that? Because you can tune in on my page, but if he's not listening, he's probably not going to hear this, so. But anyway, we're in the chat, and we're, the thing about Hillary Clinton, such a slime ball. She's just, I want to tone down my rhetoric a little bit, but why? She's a scumbag, and it's my opinion that from the Benghazi affair, she has blood on her hands. She has blood on her hands, and I call her the Wicked Witch of the East, as opposed to the Wicked Witch of the West. I'm melting. Hopefully we hear that from her this year. But it's not looking too good with Trump out there. And also I want to hear what you think of Donald Trump at 646-668-8944, 646-668-8944. Got a lot of assorted things on my mind and assorted things to talk about. And one of them is, what do you think of Donald Trump? Is he the savior of the Republican Party, or is he just a big blowhard? That seems to be, in my opinion, when he's talking, he just, that's pretty much what happens. Nonsense comes out of his mouth. And, play again. That's him. And, in fact, I actually have a pretty good, imitation of him. I can't do his voice, but here's his thing. If the debate were about birds, the conversation were about birds, and I've said this to my brothers, Tom, Mike, George, hey everybody. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If the conversation were about birds, if the debate were about birds, he'd be like, oh, let me tell you about my birds. These are the best birds ever. I have the greatest birds. My neighbor here, he doesn't know a thing about birds. I mean, seriously. That's pretty much my imitation of him. Seriously, does he even know what kind of birds he has? Pretty much that. And, I mean, some of the things he says actually do make sense, but he has no specifics, and he's on the, he's a little bit on the extreme side, I'd say, with some of his stuff like, oh, I'm not gonna condemn this KKK guy, David Duke, of course. He was a grand wizard or whatever they call him, the big-time leader of the Ku Klux Klan back in the 90s. Anti-black, white supremacist group, if you don't know. But he refused to condemn David Duke's endorsement of him. And...
say what?
That totally... totally turned me off from him. And of course, he doesn't have any specifics. He just goes up there and spouts rhetoric. And, okay, Donald, I know you're going to build the wall. But how? That's my big thing. In my opinion, he's a big... I don't want to say new... but what's on my mind here is he's a big blowhard who thinks he knows everything. But, I'm sorry, Donald. Why don't you go back to WWE Raw? See if you can get Vince McMahon to invite you back there. You were good on that, buddy. I'm a big wrestling fan, so I know that he was on WWE Monday Night Raw a while ago. Maybe he should go back. He's a showman. He's a circus act. That's what I think of him, anyway. And personally, I'm going to vote Libertarian this year, if I can. There is an effort going on here in Connecticut to get the Libertarians on the presidential ballot. And the thing is, here in Connecticut, the Libertarians are defined as a minor party. They are the third largest party in the nation behind the Democrats and Republicans. And in my opinion, they really give you a choice. If you don't like either the Democrat or the Republican, hey, instead of staying home, vote Libertarian. That's what I say, anyway. Little protest vote there. They've got some good contenders in the race, one of them being for their nomination, one of them being former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, a big Libertarian. And you can find out more about the Libertarian Party, of course, by going to lp.org, I think it is, and the Libertarian Party of Connecticut, lpct.org. I'm not sure if it's a .org or .com, but I think it's a .org. Whatever. And so I was saying, in Connecticut, they're defined as a minor party. So being that as it is, they need to get signatures, so many signatures, on a petition to be granted ballot access for the presidential race. And I really think they should get it. I'm going to help out with them a little bit. Full disclosure, of course, I'm a conservative Republican, but I like, and I have worked for the Republicans, but I like what the Libertarians are saying and what they represent. Live and let live. And as long as nobody's harming you, don't harm them. And the government should not be in the position of telling individual citizens, like, making all these laws and saying, although some laws are good, some laws we need, but in general, they're saying, get off our backs, the Libertarians, and don't tell us how to live our lives. Which is an interesting argument. More liberty. Of course, the argument for liberty is a very compelling one, and it's one I definitely agree with. Hey, look at the name of this show. And I'll be presenting some libertarian ideals on future shows, and maybe we can do some interviews with some libertarians and liberty-minded individuals in the Northeast area. There's a big contingent of them up in New Hampshire. They want to form a separate, basically, basically a separate society, if I understand it correctly, that is more like respectful liberty and everything, and like a almost like a new state or new region. I'm not quite sure what's going on behind that, but up in the Keene, New Hampshire area, there's a lot of libertarians that actually went up there to live, and they have a movement that says, come up here to live and help us out in the fight for liberty, basically. And that's a good thing, in my opinion. Let them do what they want to do. Live and let live. And I want to say hi to my good buddy Joshua Katz, who's a big-time leader in the Connecticut Libertarian Party. And I know I'm getting pretty much off the subjects of Ted Cruz and Donald Trump and the State Department. I was going to mention the college campus report today, but I think I'll talk a little bit more about libertarianism. Just a little bit about it. I agree with most of their arguments. And they say, as long as you don't totally disagree with us, fundamentally, you're cool with us. I mean, they would say, you're cool with us and you can be part of us. As long as, we can have small disagreements, but as long as you fundamentally don't disagree with the concept of get the government off our backs. And I do agree with that. The two things I don't really agree with on the libertarian side of things, the first is the drug war. Libertarians want to totally end the drug war, and legalize recreational marijuana as well as medicinal. Medicinal marijuana is legal in the state of Connecticut. And I am totally opposed to that. My argument is that it's a gateway drug. It leads to other drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, all that stuff. And I have friends that have died from drug use. And I may be a little biased on this question, but I always was totally sober on the drug use thing. And I was told as a young kid, drugs are really bad and they'll mess you up, so don't do them. And look at Jim Belushi and Kurt Cobain. You die young when you're on drugs, unless you kick them. But the thing about it is I do believe that marijuana is a gateway drug. But as my brother pointed out to me the other day, my brother Tom, alcohol could also be defined as a gateway drug. And more people drink alcohol, it seems, than smoke marijuana. And alcohol's legal. Of course, if we tried to make it illegal, there'd be an uproar. And I guess that's his point about marijuana. Just let people do it. Let the recreational marijuana and the medicinal marijuana be legal. And let people do what they want to do with that, which is the libertarian argument. And it looks like we've got about a minute and maybe a half left. So that's the libertarian side of the story here on May 10th, 2016. Hope everyone can hear me out there. Hear me well. I'm having a little trouble with Skype today in the connection, but I hope everybody can hear me. We'll see what's up with that. Next week, this coming Friday will be our next episode. I think we're going to be better on that one because I'll be more into it and the technical difficulties will hopefully be solved. And we will talk more about liberty, the libertarian argument and positions. We'll go over more issues like Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, the whole presidential gang. We'll talk this date in history. And as Campus Report was postponed today, we'll do it on Friday. And of course, until then, this has been Liberty's Voice with your host, Matt Boland. Stay vigilant, stay free, everybody. Thanks for listening.